This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everybody sitting up straight? Hour number two with Captain John Reagan, Senior USA Prepares Instructor. Special broadcast, 10th anniversary. Captain John?
Might just say in a couple of weeks, I don't know how many links it's going to end up with. I know it's going to be a bunch. But I can tell you two of them are going to be about our current virus that's in the news and what those articles will present to you will likely infuriate you. Let me put it that way. And you know, you can... Best the virus itself, the vaccines are another matter. But again, I don't want to get sidetracked because we have miles to go before we put this this hour to bed. Let's start at the top of the list there in health resources. Dr. Lustig, I've talked about before. Back in the 2017 timeframe, I found a couple of videos that he did there on the University of California YouTube channel. Lustig worked at UC San Francisco, and he's since retired, and he's now written a book, and that's the top link there, Metabolical. I've started reading it. I'm not all the way through it yet. The full title's Metabolical, The Lure and the Lies of Processed Food, Nutrition, and Modern Medicine. And I believe he does a fantastic job of putting that picture together for you. And obviously, I can't cover what's in that book in a two-hour program. So to me, that's combined with Dr. Kenobi's video will give you a very good basis to understand why our system is in the way that it is. In fact, I already knew about the Rockefeller connection to our modern healthcare, but I learned more from Dr. Lustig than I'd known about the situation before. And when you have, you know, basically the entire medical field indoctrinated into this germ theory, I'd say at most 20% of doctors have awakened that what they were taught in medical school isn't the way life works. But few people actually few doctors actually wake up to what's going on. Fewer still are able to integrate some of that into their practice because of the way the whole system is set up. And to point out just that that's not a modern phenomenon, excuse me a minute.
Captain John Reagan's been sharing with us weeks of research. Now, please continue.
Oh, it's a lot more than that. It was over 30,000 hours of research at the point where I stepped down from being on the show weekly to pay attention to my health. So it's more like months and months of research. And, you know, like I say, just summarizing it is quite a challenge. The third link under health resources, the doctor who learned to wash his hands. This doctor, I forget which European country in the early 1800s, this one hospital was a unique situation. They had a maternity ward, and some of the patients were taken care of by doctors. Some were taken care of by midwives. And the part that was taken care of by doctors had a high fatality rate. And this is before, you know, science understood, you know, bacteria and viruses, things of that nature. And these doctors would go directly from doing autopsies to delivering babies. And that's why they had the high fatality rate. The midwives, which didn't do that, had a low fatality rate. But this doctor couldn't get other doctors to listen, regardless of, you know, the evidence. It's kind of like when we talk about the next link, The Case Against Sugar, the book by Gary Taubes. Doctors, in their opinion, not medical science, thought that sugar was a great thing with no negative effects. And to try and change these attitudes is difficult. And it's not just the medical field. I can point out others, but, you know, just understand that what we're experiencing today started a long time ago. We've got, you know, people that are adamant, you know, it's like a religion. You know, their paradigm is the only one that's acceptable. And I thought it was interesting. You and I are old enough to remember back when the AIDS epidemic happened and how we were warned that, you know, you didn't want to be in the same room with a person with HIV because you might catch it from them. Well, the person offering that advice was none other than fearmonger Fauci. And I thought that was interesting to learn. So let's go on down. Sugar, fructose. The case against sugar, after I read that book, is when I came on air and said, you know, if processed sugar isn't part of Satan's agenda, it should be. And sugar is quite devastating. And I learned from the book that slavery, which, and, you know, part of that came from the African chieftains that sold people into slavery. The other part came from the Muslims who sold people into slavery. And it was that slavery that was exported to the New World and has led to so many of the problems that we're experiencing in our country today. Just fantastic how sugar contributed to so much of our modern ills. Wheat was the last one that of these four horsemen of the nutritional apocalypse, as I call them, that I learned about. I thought the biggest problems with wheat were the carbs, which that is a little factor, and that the glyphosate poisoning was another part of the factor. But I learned from Dr. William Davis. He's the author of the book Wheat Belly, which I linked there. There's other proteins in wheat, not just the gluten, that affect our bodies. And he talked about a study where they gave the same meals to two groups of people. One group they gave the anti-narcotic medication to, and the other group, they just let them eat what they want. And the group that received the anti-narcotic medication ate between 200 and 300 calories less, because the wheat affects your brain like a drug and encourages you to eat more. also thought it was interesting that he talks about einkorn wheat, which is the ancient wheat that you read about. Einkorn wheat has 14 chromosomes. Modern wheat has 42 chromosomes. And obviously, that's quite a difference in chromosome count. And to try and put that in perspective, humans have 46 chromosomes. So no matter where you go in the world, unless somebody has a mutation in their chromosomes, everybody on planet Earth has 46 chromosomes. Our nearest primate relatives, the great apes, have 48 chromosomes. And the rhesus monkey has 42 chromosomes. So just that small amount of chromosomal difference between us and our nearest animal relatives is trivial compared to the number of chromosome difference between ancient wheat and modern wheat. And I saw an interesting video, did not include it in the resources here. This woman made up some dough using modern wheat flour, and another ball using the same amount of flour, using einkorn wheat. And then she washed away the starch and left over the gluten. And with the einkorn wheat, there was not really enough gluten left to even put together to measure. And with the regular, you end up with a handful of this gluten. Kind of looks like Play-Doh. And you think about, you have a few slices of pizza, you've got that ball of, you know, gunk sitting in your gut. So even if you're not, you know, a celiac person and have gluten intolerance, you've got that that your body has to process. Very interesting how wheat has become such a problem for us. Dr. Davis has also done a lot of research into the gut microbiome and just released a new book. I haven't had even a chance to get into it. And it's called Super Gut. I put that link in there. And one of the things I learned from him there is it's not just the type of bacteria. There's different strains of these bacteria types. And some of these strains are very effective, and others, you know, don't have very much effect. So if you pick up a probiotic and you find the strain that you want, or the type of bacteria you want, it might not be the proper strain. And even a lot of these companies either don't know or don't differentiate, so that you can even go shopping for what you want. So I've included now the links for his books, his YouTube channel, which there's quite a few good videos on there to get yourself up to speed on this topic, as well as the direct link to his blog. And we'll pick up with energy medicine when we get back.
You know, Captain John Reagan, what you've been saying is putting exclamation points on what Dr. Norm Shuley, who has been with us about the same length of time as you, for 10 years, has been saying the same things. We'll be right back, Les.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class. So you take 5 cups of wheat flour and 1 cup of sugar. You put it in a large pot and you stir it together and you place it over low heat and slowly add 1 gallon of water. Use a whisk to work out the lumps. You cook it until the mixture begins to look clear. And you've got it. You're all set. Just wait for it to cool and you can use it. I'm going to put that in the book. What am I talking about? Wallpaper paste. Captain John Reagan?
At least we have a good use for it. You know,
Yeah, we do.
There's a lot of
wallpaper paste.
But there's a lot of similarities between Dr. Shealy and Dr. Tennant. I think Dr. Shealy is in his late 80s now. Dr. Tennant's in his early 80s. Both these men graduated valedictorian of their high school, which isn't all that unusual for doctors, but both of these men did so at age 16. They graduated high in their class in medical school, didn't take much longer for them to get their doctorate than it did for most people to get their bachelor's degree. Both men concentrated on the head, Dr. Shealy is a neurosurgeon, Dr. Tennant in ophthalmology, the inventions, the writing, just so much that these men have done. These are two guys that are really on top of the game. I had the fortune of being a patient of Dr. Tennant's before we moved to the Ozarks, and what I'm putting out here, the first link, healing is voltage. You want to make sure you get the third edition of that book, and that will cover darn near everything of how the body works, including what happens when your cells don't work properly, which at the time he talked about the damage due to the trans fats. What we've learned since, and I don't think he's even included this in his live course, is that the omega-6 fats, the linoleic acid that's in seed oils, damage mitochondrial production, whereas the trans fat damages the way that the energy stored. So between the two of them, it's a double whammy. And if your cells don't have enough energy, they can't work right. And as you build up more and more of these cells that don't work right, you have more and more dysfunction. And depending on where those cells are, whether it's your heart, your liver, your pancreas, your brain, you start having dysfunction in those areas. So that's why it's so important just to keep the junk out of your body to begin with. A brief run-through of Healing is Voltage is in that YouTube link where Dr. Chow is making a presentation at a conference. I put the home page for his practice, which is in the Dallas area. And on that page, if you want to see his background and all of his awards and accomplishments, it's amazing. Also hear his story about how he nearly lost his life because when he was at the forefront of laser eye surgery, and they thought that the laser would kill any viruses that might be in the eye. Plus, you're wearing that surgical mask, but when you hit the eye with the laser, you see a little bit of smoke pop up, and that goes right through the surgical mask and right into, you breathe it in, goes right into the brain just about. He ended up with viral infections of his brain and spleen, and he had to give up his practice. And at, I think it was 1999, based on his blood work, looked like he would be dead within a few months, but he learned a lot of things, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com is the website if you'd like to follow along in class or review it after class. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. According to an average of recent national polls, President Biden's approval rating dips below 40% for the first time since he took office. Republican representative from Texas, Ronny Jackson, on Fox News, says with all the crisis on President Biden's plate, a cognitive test should be given to the 79-year-old.
It's on full display for everybody in the country and everybody in this world to see right now that President Biden does not have the cognitive ability to do his job right now. He recently had his physical exam done. There was no mention whatsoever of any cognitive testing. And I remind everybody that we did did this with President Trump.
Canadian Transport Minister said Wednesday vaccine mandate protests disrupting a key U.S.-Canada border crossing this week are hurting supply chains as nearby auto factories began halting production. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem, who has former President Trump's endorsement to her re-election bid, tells Newsmax she's thankful for his support.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I appreciate President Trump giving me his support. He and I worked very closely together when I was in Congress on tax reform for almost 2 years, and his policies were incredible for our state of South Dakota. So it always means a lot to me to know that he supports me, and the people in South Dakota that love him and support him appreciate it as well.
Governor Noem takes a stand on transgender athletes crossing the gender divide in sports.
Well, they're wrong because it's just about fairness. It's about fairness for girls, that they have the opportunity to compete, to be successful, play sports, go on and earn college scholarships, and perhaps even be professionals. So that's really what this is about, is making sure they have a level playing field and protecting Title IX, which was established in this country many, many years ago.
Research in the journal Science Advances says the discovery of a child's tooth and stone tools in a cave in southern France suggests Homo sapiens was in Western Europe about 54,000 years ago. That is several thousands of years earlier than previously thought, indicating that Homo sapiens and Neanderthals could have coexisted. The finds were discovered in a cave known as Grotte Mandarin in the Rhone Valley in southern France. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Those words that you just heard were those of Ted Anderson, owner of Genesis Communications Network, affectionately known as GCN, GCN Live, and free speech is in the balance. We have no idea how much longer free speech will be available in the United States. Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Captain John Reagan.
Finish up with Dr. Tennant's section there under energy. The last link is Synergy Medical Group. That's the side of the business that has the equipment and the supplementation. Tennant Institute is the practice side of the business. Dr. Tenet brought technology over from Russia that was developed for the Russian space program. And that has become what is known as the Tenet Biomodulator. It's a PEMF device, which I don't have time to explain what that is. So just let you know that's the base device that he talks about. And it's one of the ways you can improve your voltage. And that device is FDA approved for the treatment of pain. And as such, unless you're a licensed healthcare professional or a licensed massage professional, you have to have a prescription to buy one of these devices. So you can't just, you know, go online and order it. And that was what really set them apart to me when I went to his public presentation. That's probably like, 2005, 2006 when I first found out about him, that, he didn't try to push his device, buy my magic pill or buy my magic device, at this presentation and save money. He wasn't like that. Really set him apart from the bulk of the people out there. And when you buy one of those devices, again, by prescription, you get a ticket to his integrative health conference. If you don't have a device, the admission is $450 per person, and that can be applied towards the purchase of the device if you later choose to do that. This conference has been 2.5 days. The one that's coming up in March is going to be a full 3 days. And unfortunately, the December conference, the last one, because of COVID, that they were offering virtually. So from here on out, you would have to travel to Dallas to attend this. But I highly, highly, highly recommend this conference. About the only thing that they didn't get into in good detail was the gut microbiome and that. But the rest of it give you such a base of knowledge to understand how your body works and why you're having problems. And without that energy component, understanding how your cells work and how you need a PEMF device to put energy in and how you need a transducer to reverse polarities, negative polarities that are in your body, it's the most phenomenal work that he and Dr. Sheila are both years ahead of their time in the energy medicine field. Under the miscellaneous section, I have included the YouTube channels for Dr. Eric Berg and Dr. John Bergman. Dr. Berg tends to produce shorter videos on a small topic, like a particular nutrient. A lot of his videos are in the 5 to 10 minute range. He has started doing more than been in the 15 to 20 minute range, which makes it tougher to watch. Dr. Bergman tends to do longer 45 minute to hour videos. However, he's experiencing the censorship problem, and he'll cut off, he'll say what he thinks he can get away with on YouTube, then he'll cut it off, and the rest of that goes behind a paywall. So a lot of good information, but for the best of it, you'll have to pay for it. Health Nut News, Erin Elizabeth, I highly recommend you sign up for her email. One of the things that she includes in that email are how to register for various online presentations. So seminars like The Truth About Cancer, Gut Microbiome, Oral Microbiome, vaccines, all kinds of different, wonderfully produced, typically 7 to 10 day, basically online presentations that are free. And if you want to, you can pay and own them, but at least you get an opportunity to listen for free as they're presented. We've talked about some of these other videos before, but I put them in here for a reference. Dr. Thomas Seyfried, cancer is a metabolic disease. Very interesting. and shows how they did an experiment with the cell and the cell membrane, showing that the problem is in the membrane, which makes it a metabolic disease. Dr. Thomas Levy, iron and gluten, and also included his video, Iron and Cereal, where he takes the cereal and water and blends it all up and uses a magnet and shows you its iron filings that they iron fortify the food with. And then Dr. Zakarski talks about his research on iron and health, which is where I learned about my issue with high levels of ferritin. Mine was over 300. Becky's is over 200. And that, along with a couple of other tests, is what you need to be diagnosed with for hemochromatosis. And any ferritin level above 100 through this research causes inflammation and damage to your body. And the only way to really get that out, because chelation of iron is really rough on your body and can cause other problems, is through blood donation. Unfortunately, a lot of people can't donate blood, in which case you have to get a doctor to write a prescription so that you can get those ferritin counts down. It's kind of like with diabetes. You can be thin and be diabetic. Well, with this iron overload, you can have too much ferritin and be anemic. So you have to have the proper tests in order to know whether or not you have a problem. Put a couple of links for COVID down here. The one is the COVID dashboard done by John Hopkins. We can argue about things like positive tests being a case and whether a death was actually because of COVID or they had COVID. You know, we've seen the examples where, you know, people got killed in a motorcycle wreck and they got listed as a COVID death because they tested positive for COVID. And I've seen where the government is even actually working on trying to make those statistics better than what they've been reported. I've got the link for Dr. John Campbell's YouTube video. He's a nurse educator, semi-retired. And I've followed him very closely in the early days. And he keeps track of a lot of things worldwide dealing with COVID. And I've seen a couple of his recent videos, one showing where Omicron apparently came to us through mice, and that it's a direct descendant of the original virus that was released in China. Whereas, you know, my impression from the mainstream news is that Omicron was just a mutation off of Delta, but that wasn't the case. And, it's amazing some of the things that he's able to present without getting censored. And we're also, you know, some of the good news is we're seeing a lot of countries in Europe doing about face and realizing, you know, you can't just shut down and try to eradicate this virus. It's already out there. And especially with this latest, you know, Omicron version, it's now time to call this endemic and try to stop all these stupid authoritarian power grabs, because, you know, it's out there. It's going to be with us forever. You know, and we're also seeing where this transfers in animals. In fact, I saw a video, or he's posted a video, I haven't seen it myself, where he talks about transmission between animals. So even if you had a vaccine for humans that worked and wasn't deadly and all of that. And you vaccinated 100% of humans, you can't vaccinate all the animals out there in the world. So as this thing mutates and transfers back to humans, you're kind of stuck with the same problem. It's time just to just say no to stupid policy. I got some additional book recommendations down here. The Carnivore Code is Dr. Saladino's book. The first several chapters of that, each chapter talks about a specific toxin that's in plants. I knew about lectins. There's a ton of others. And you can look at and decide which of those you want to have in your body. Some things like lectins you can reduce by the way you process the food, including pressure cooking or just regular cooking in some cases. But it really amazed me, the work he's done showing how when you eat the whole animal, which includes the organs, which in our modern society we don't do, you get a pretty balanced diet that doesn't mess with your metabolism the way that carbs and wheat, processed sugar, the way all that does. And you're getting good healthy fats because the animals would be eating grass, not grains. And you don't have the damage to your mitochondria. And we'll finish off that list when we get back.
Yeah, when we get back, John, I have just one question I'd like to get your opinion on when we come back. It's about food, energy, climate, supply chain, pollution, spying, etc. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's going to be back again with us on February 24th. That's not next Thursday, but the following Thursday. He's going to skip a Thursday, and he's going to be back with us. Captain John Reagan, I have said that regarding food, energy, climate, supply chain, pollution, spying, etc., we're not getting out of this for at least 20 years as we spiral down, if at all. Your thoughts, please?
I'll be talking about that some more next time. Cycles are a big thing in this. You have human cycles. The fourth turning talks a lot about that. And we're at that point where it's the nasty part of the cycle. There's natural cycles. And you can find that more in the Suspicious Observers YouTube channel. We know about the 12-year solar cycle. I think most people know about that. But there's a 12,000-year cycle, which we're getting ready to come upon, that's particularly nasty. And then there's fractions of that, the 6,000-year cycle and 1,500-year cycles. And these cycle levels all have names in science now. So it's not just some theory. It's actually what's talked about in science literature. So, yeah, we're coming up on convergence of so many cycles, including this humongous debt cycle. And even if the only problem were the debt, which I've talked about, and the unfunded liabilities, it would take us at least 20 years to work through that. It took a decade with the Great Depression, and we didn't have this huge debt level. So, yeah, it's not going to be fun times for the next two or three decades at a minimum.
Okay. And the reason I mention that is I was my take included the sum of all individual greed and the sum of all individual stupidity combined with the elite's oppression, mandates, stripping the planet, polluting the planet, etc. So their greed and their desire for power ruling over us, telling us what to do, combined with the sum of all the individual greed and stupidity of the GDP, put all that together. And I was looking at the man-made effects that I don't believe we're going to get out of for at least 20 years, if at all. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, and I'll be talking a lot about that next time.
That's great. Please continue.
Okay. Talked about the carnivore code, the salt fix. With processed food, we tend to get too much sodium. If you go to real food, you have to make sure that you get enough. And the basic requirement is 3,500 milligrams of table salt or sodium, which means more than that in table salt because of sodium chloride. But the bigger problem is a lack of potassium, which is another salt. You need 4,700 milligrams of that a day. Apparently, the average male gets about 3,000, and the average female about 200 less than that. And thanks to our lovely, wonderful, protective FDA, you can't buy potassium supplements and pills more than 99 milligrams, which means that if you're trying to get your whole potassium from pills, you'd have to take almost 50 of them just to get what you need for a day. Fortunately, you get some from your food, but that'd still be a lot. I found a place to get bulk potassium citrate, and I'm using that for me now. I might talk about that next time as well. Fat for Fuel is one of Dr. Mercola's books. That's where I learned about the differences in omega-3 acids and why you need the plant-based, or why you need the animal-based over the plant-based, because your body can only convert so much of the plant-based into the forms that you need to really be used by your body. Sweet Deception is an earlier book by Dr. Mercola. It talks about Splenda and NutraSweet and the problems that they have. Splenda is a chlorocarbon, and for those that don't have the chemistry background, chlorocarbon puts it in the same family as chemical weapons. The NutraSweet has aspartame, which above 86 degrees gets broken down into components, including what you have in wood alcohol, which is the poisonous form. And, of course, if you cook with it, it's going to go over 86 degrees. And if you have the Softrex sitting on a delivery truck, especially if it's not winter, they're going to get heated over 86 degrees, and you're going to just drink poison. And the last one is hypothyroidism type 2. Talks about how fluoride can make your thyroid test, while it looks normal, the thyroid hormone doesn't work. Great reading.
Can't wait till the 24th, your next broadcast. Plus, we're going to skip a week for Captain John Reagan. And he'll be back on Thursday, February 24th, for the second part of our anniversary show. /class/instruction. Class, you may want to share this broadcast with friends and family. It's that important. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for your hard work, your sacrifices, and the time that you gave up that you'll never get back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.